Hamden County Sheriff Michael Ash was honored as one of 16 so-called champions of change. The program was created by the White House as an opportunity to highlight individuals who do extraordinary things to empower and inspire people in their communities. Ash was introduced along with the other honorees by U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder.
Sheriff Michael J. Ash, Jr. from Longmeadow, Massachusetts, a 40-year public servant, Sheriff of Hampden County, Massachusetts, and Chief Administrator of the Hampden County Correctional Center.
Ash, now in his 40th year as Hampden County Sheriff, is planning to retire in 2016. Holder said all of this year's honorees in the Champions of Change program had distinguished themselves with their dedication and hard work to help people with criminal records find viable employment opportunities.
I believe we can all be proud of the work that's underway here in Washington and throughout America to strengthen our justice system and to restore the promise of equal opportunity for all.
Ash is credited with establishing a program that has helped offenders find over 10,000 jobs in the past 20 years.
90% come there with substance abuse, fifth, sixth grade education, 93% lack any kind of marketable skill, et cetera, et cetera. So what I'm so proud about is myself and the staff have really challenged themselves to respond to that.
The reentry effort in Hampden County uses some 300 community partners, including public, nonprofit, and private organizations that provide a range of educational, counseling, and other support services to the offenders while they are still in jail and after they are released.
We're the first in the nation to establish after incarceration support services. So we have approximately 2,000 to 3,000 inmates to come back there for what we call that one-stop shopping in terms of not just employment, but a holistic approach in terms of mental health, substance abuse, et cetera, et cetera.
Ash said the reentry program has helped reduce recidivism rates and made neighborhoods safer. The inmate population at the Hampden County Correctional Center has fallen by more than 600 in the last decade.
We're very, very proud. There's no question it has an enormous impact on the number of inmates they now have.
Another participant in Monday's White House program was Piper Kerman, author of the best-selling memoir, Orange is the New Black. The book, which has been adapted as a popular TV series on Netflix, chronicles the year Kerman spent in federal prison for a decade-old drug conviction. Kerman, now an advocate for prisoners' rights, said having a job when she was released gave her normalcy.
Getting a job is the single most important expectation we have for a person returning home from prison, and yet a host of policies and prejudices place that brass ring out of reach for too many.
She praised people willing to give others a second chance.
Around the country, we see people doing it right. I see corporations like Target and Home Depot show tremendous leadership in their decision to ban the box that asks about criminal convictions on job applications. More companies should follow suit and stop discriminatory practices against people who have paid their debt to society.
The White House said there were over 900 nominees for this year's Champions of Change program. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.